Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 62nd week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 45 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 21, and all the children of Israel did so. In other words, the brethren did exactly what Joseph had told them through the voice of Pharaoh. And Joseph gave them wagons. Now these wagons, this is the first time you see the word wagons in the Old Testament. And this was something that historians tell us, that this was something that was common in Egypt, but it wasn't in other parts of the world. Like they were the inventors of these things. And it could be because of Joseph. And remember, they had to have 7 years of plenty and all. They had so much that they had to figure out, how are we going to distribute this and haul it all to different places and storehouses and all. And some people actually think that perhaps Joseph had a hand in inventing, because he's a smart man, inventing the distribution centers, so to speak, like we have Walmart distribution centers and how you spread it all. Well, that's what Joseph was doing. And we find the word wagons, first time mentioned. Joseph possibly, let me use that word, possibly had a hand in inventing these wagons so he could distribute all the grain and all. And in our day, it would be compared to like a jumbo jet, a big cargo plane. That's exactly what it was designed to do, was carry not just food, but piles of food. So that's why I said the wagons is a special word here. And he gave them wagons, not carts. Big difference from a cart and a wagon. Gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. Verse number 22, and all them gave each man changes of raiment. Now the word changes is plural, which means he gave them, his brethren, at least two changes of clothes, of raiment, at least two. Gave them changes of raiment. So he probably gave them, you know, two sets of clothing. But to Benjamin, he gave 300 pieces of silver and five changes of raiment. That was his little brother. So don't think he was playing favoritism, but at the same time, it was his brother from his mother's. He was his, how do they say that? I'm my mother, my brother, I'm my what? Yeah, that thing. I'm a brother, mother, whatever, how that worked. He was his real brother, Rachel. And him were real brothers. So it was a little bit special, plus what all had happened with Benjamin. And remember the silver cup and all the stress, and he just poured out his grace upon Benjamin. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the other brothers were jealous? I don't think so. I think they were I think they were thrilled to get out of there with what they got. And man, we're going home and we're going to be blessed. I don't think there was any jealousy there. I think they've learned their lesson over the 22 years. Hey, God's been good to us. God bless him. It's a lesson for us. You know, sometimes some people in our church and other places, they get blessed of God. And we say, well, why didn't we get that? They got five times more than I did, or twice as much as I did. And we fuss and complain, but yet ain't God been good to us? He's been good to us. And I think that's the attitude of the brothers. I don't think they were jealous. I think they were just happy. Man, I'm just so happy. My brother is second in command of Egypt, and he's provided us not just what we need, but more than we need. And for not just for us, for our children, and for our children's children, our posterity. We're going to find out. I'm going to jump ahead. There were like 70 people that came from Canaan, including Jacob, into Egypt. About 70. That'd be all the brothers, their wives, their children. We'll see this later on here, next chapter too. All that came down, about 70 of them. How long did they stay in Egypt? 400 years. They grew from 70 to over 2 million. Remember, God appeared to Moses. He said, all right, Moses, it's time to take my children home. But for 400 years, they stayed in Egypt. Of course, they got comfortable there. They had families. But it grew from 70 to over 2 million. We'll get in that later. And that is interesting. So anyway, they came, verse number 23. And to his father, he sent after this manner. Now, this was a special gift for Israel, for Jacob. 10 asses laden. The word laden literally means loaded down. They're carrying just as much as they could carry with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. In other words, this is just for his traveling. He got 20 asses, 20 donkeys, so to speak, 10 male, 10 female, loaded with all. The goods are probably some of the finer things of Egypt, because we find out later in that verse said 10 she asses loaded with corn and bread. So 10 of them had food. The other 10 probably had the nice garments and whatever. The Bible doesn't say, but it's probably the good things of Egypt that you can't get in Canaan, okay? But anyway, there's 20 of these donkeys, so to speak, and they went. So verse number 24. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see that ye fall not out by the way. And basically, this is where I stopped last week. Said all that to say this. When it says, don't, that ye fall not out by the way, he's literally saying, don't get distracted and don't be troubled. All this going on, you hurry back. Then I remember saying this when I closed last week's lesson. Now, y'all come back now, you hear? He wanted to hasten this up. Don't be distracted and don't think that there's some kind of trick or trick. Literally, it's talking about don't be troubled, trying to figure this out. How in the world did Joseph go from a pit to the ruler of Egypt? Don't be troubled. Just do it, okay? Just accept it. Well, in verse number 25. And they went up out of Egypt, and they came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father. And he had told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is the governor over all the land of Egypt. And look at this next clause. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. Now remember, he's been gone for 22 years, and he thought he was dead. Jacob thought that Joseph was dead. Now, the boys didn't tell. Remember, we backtracked a few chapters back. When the boys came to Dad, to Jacob, they just showed him that coat of many colors. It was all ripped, had blood and all on it, all ripped up. They didn't say that an animal killed Joseph. They just showed it to Dad. And Dad just surmised, some wild beast has killed Joseph. Okay, so and the brothers didn't tell him anything different. So he believed for 22 years that Joseph had been, was dead. And Jacob's heart fainted. Now, the word fainted here literally means stopped. Not just when it says his heart fainted, No, it stopped. And because you say it's going to revive again, I'm not saying he died, but he was just in so much shock that his heart just stopped for just a moment. For he believed them not. I can't believe this. Verse number 27. And they told him all the words of Joseph. Listen, Dad, here's what Joseph, which he had said unto them. And then look at that. And when he saw the wagon, it's one thing to hear, it's another thing to see. Dad, if you don't believe us, look out the window. When he saw the wagons which Joseph has sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. You get the picture? His heart fainted. I don't believe you. Why are you playing this trick on me? Dad, we're not lying. Look out the window. He looked out the window. He saw all these wagons. Wow. What you're saying, it must be true. And Israel said, it is enough. Again, I mentioned this last week, how it goes from Jacob to Israel. Jacob didn't believe. And you can check this out. Whenever it's referred to Jacob, it refers to him as somebody who has doubts. But when we refer to him, refers to Jacob as Israel, which remember wrestling God, or Jesus at the ladder and let me go. I will not let you go till you bless me. Let me go. I will not let you go till you bless me. He touched his thigh, his hip. Yeah. And even today, I think the Israelites doesn't, they say somebody don't eat that part of the meat or something. Anyway, Jesus told him, your name is no longer Jacob, but Israel, because now you believe. Well, we've seen this that transition again here in verse number 27, 28. Jacob said, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Until he looked out the window, his spirit revived, and now in verse number 8, he's referred to Israel. Isn't that interesting?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.